Caring viewers, this is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Many are counting down the final days to the joyous holiday of Christmas and are looking forward to reuniting with beloved family members. In these celebratory times, please spare a thought for the neglected and forgotten pigs locked away in dark, cramped and disease-ridden factory farms. In this time of giving thanks to Jesus Christ for his saintly life and his compassionate teachings, these beautiful and loving beings truly need our help. Pigs are gentle and intelligent, the smartest and cleanest of all domesticated animals. They are more complex emotionally than many of us may realize and have a high level of awareness. Studies have shown that they have characteristics once believed to be unique only to humans and primates. They have the ability to understand words and phrases. They have dreams and form sophisticated social relationships. Mother pigs have even been shown to sing to their young during nursing. Sadly, however, these gentle beings, more emotionally and intellectually advanced than we ever could imagine, are imprisoned in the hidden world of factory farms, kept and bred solely for the purpose of food and profit. The torturous conditions inside these operations are carefully guarded from public scrutiny, a practice common to these murderous facilities the world over. Earlier this year, a massive public outcry ensued in New Zealand after Mike King, a comedian and former spokesperson for the New Zealand pork industry, revealed on national television the terrible and sorrowful confinement of sows or mother pigs in factory farms.
Well, put it this way. If these were dogs, if these were horses, if these were sheep, if these were cows, if these were goats, these people would be in jail. Pigs are curious animals, they're loving animals, but they're all jumpy. This is disgusting. This should be illegal, and we should outlaw it right now.
As the festive Christmas holiday draws near, it is more important than ever that all know of the brutal truth about the anguish of pigs. Thus we present the following excerpts from the documentary The Mother Cage, produced by the non-profit British Animal Welfare Group, Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA. The Mother Cage introduces us to the lives of mother pigs, who spend the vast majority of their time in extremely small and cruel farrowing crates. This heartless and inhumane confinement and treatment of these beautiful beings occurs in pig farms throughout the world and must be stopped now.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
The scenes which follow are British pig farms, ordinary, run-of-the-mill, randomly chosen breeding units. Nearly 80% of all breeding sows are incarcerated in metal-barred prisons called farrowing crates to give birth and rear their young. This is how they're kept for over a month at a time, every 20 weeks. The excuse for using these barbaric crates is that they prevent piglets from being crushed. In fact, the death rate is much the same for factory farm and outdoor piglets. Limbs aching from inactivity, skin rubbed raw by the bars, and their maternal instincts utterly frustrated. Mother pigs suffer from stress, pain, and psychological torture in these crates. Repetitive bar biting is a sign of mental collapse. A common sight on all factory farms is huge hernias. This is a prolapsed rectum, aggravated by the rubbing of the bars in this horrifyingly confined space. This is a prolapsed vagina. A few handfuls of straw have been thrown down, but do nothing to cushion the hard concrete floor in these obscenely cramped conditions. She has to go through this painful ordeal every time she lies down or stands up. This is classic, stereotypical behaviour, symptomatic of chronic mental distress. It's not surprising that disease is rife in these filthy conditions, and factory farmers are dependent upon a constant cocktail of drugs and antibiotics to keep the animals alive.
After these brief messages, we will continue with our program on the disgraceful, appalling truth about factory farming and the agony of the gentle pigs. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. For many, this is the time of year for happy celebrations and enjoying the spirit of Christmas with loved ones. But sadly, for many hundreds of millions of pigs languishing in factory farms, there is no respite from their constant fear and anguish. The tradition of serving these innocent beings for Christmas dinner only propagates the already intensive slaughtering of pigs, who suffer incessantly simply in the name of food and profit. Today, we are showing excerpts from the documentary The Mother Cage, from the British animal welfare organisation Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA. These horrifying scenes serve as a timely reminder to humanity during this festive season that we must protect the lives of the innocent pigs and other livestock and put an immediate end to this barbaric practice.
When they're not in farrowing crates, sows spend their pregnancy in barren concrete stalls or units like this, festooned with filthy cobwebs. This profoundly lame sow is probably at the end of her life, after just 5 years of constant breeding. This dead piglet has been left to rot so long that it is almost decomposed. After a lifetime of the farrowing crate and barren concrete, her health has been destroyed. Next stop is the slaughterhouse, before being used in low-grade meat products such as pies. Another barren unit, no bedding, nothing to soften the floor. Given the chance, pigs build large, soft nests for them and their piglets. With no nesting materials and a living space of just 17 inches wide, their instincts are utterly frustrated. Not only are these pigs almost incapable of movement, they have nothing to look at, day in, day out, but the same blank wall. Anyone who treated domestic animals like this would be vilified. And yet pigs are amongst the most intelligent of all mammals. Another barren breeding unit, typical of how some 400,000 sows are forced to live. It's anyone's guess as to when this place was last cleaned out. It's difficult to imagine a more barren existence than this. Not a rogue outfit, but the responsibility of one of the biggest pig producers in the world. This sow is in trouble with an injured and bloody tail. The piglets who survive to be reared for meat may well finish up in conditions like this. Unsurprisingly, pneumonia is one of the most common killers. Viva is opposed to all factory farming and is campaigning to end it.
These inhumane and deadly conditions inside the factory farms do not go without consequences to human health. In April 2009, Veracruz, Mexico, was the site of the first reported case of the H1N1 swine flu virus. A virus that can be transferred from pigs to humans and vice versa. The swine flu has been declared by the World Health Organization as the fastest spreading global pandemic ever, with over 207 countries reporting cases and the death toll worldwide well over 8,500 and rising daily. It is the highly stressful, overcrowded, and utterly filthy surroundings that make these operations breeding grounds for new strains of viruses and bacteria. Antibiotics are constantly fed to pigs, ironically, just to keep them alive until they can be slaughtered. In the US alone, 70% of the antibiotics produced are fed to livestock. These senseless practices have given rise to the development of new strains of antibiotic-resistant superbugs, such as MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, a pathogen that kills more than 18,000 Americans every year. One recent study conducted by an epidemiologist at the University of Iowa in the US found that almost 50% of the pigs and 45% of the pig farmers sampled in the Midwest region of the country were infected with MRSA. In the face of these ever-growing and alarming health implications that are associated with factory farming, there is but one simple and immediately effective solution. the healthy and compassionate organic vegan diet. The elimination of animal products would mean the immediate end of these unconscionable factory farms, man-made incubators of dangerous diseases, and places of nightmarish existence for pigs and other innocent animals. In the coming joyful days of Christmas, please consider providing delicious animal-free meals to your family and friends. There are many healthy, nutritious and tasty choices for holiday meals that you can purchase online or find at your local supermarket or health food store. By being a noble vegan lifesaver this Christmas, you can not only help protect the health of yourself and your loved ones, but also heroically assist the gentle pigs and other animals. Finally, we would like to salute the Vegetarians International Voice for Animals for their brave work to save our animal friends. For more details on Viva, please visit www.viva.org.uk. Thank you, loving viewers, for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Next is Enlightening Entertainment, coming up after Noteworthy News. May heaven smile on you and your family this holiday season.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.